Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
I have always been one of those people that I have to have the TV on when I go to bed.
Yeah, how does your wife feel?
She hates it.
Forget your troubles. Come on, get flabby. Welcome back to Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free, and there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride, where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring, and occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, this week, Cliff, we're talking deception.
Let's talk it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Here we are.
Cliff, you know, I thought that the best thing to do when we're talking about deception is a magic trick to start the show off with.
Immediately, Kendall. What if the listeners are, they feel like you've just abruptly come and just started talking in the middle of a conversation? Like if you walk up to somebody on the street and you're like, Hey, I need you to go down the street and do it. Not even hello. How are you?
Do you want me to come up to our listeners like a magician?
I want you to.
Hey, can I show you something real quick?
That sounds like you're going to open your coat and show them some.
Well, that's
watches.
That's what a lot of magicians sound like, I think.
Ugh, it scares me.
Oh, Cliff, we're talking about deception.
Deception. This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It is an internet talk show. As well as radio filler program on KBSH, that's Rye 99 in Busheltown, where they play all the hits.
It's my favorite station.
They play all of them in our show. And we are talking about deceit and deception, and not the movie Inception. Isn't that one of those movies that was such a big hit? Who even remembers it? Anybody remember Inception?
You'd have to go into my memory, Cliff, and my dreams and go into multiple layers for me to try to remember it.
I just don't have the time or energy for all that.
But do you have time or energy for a magic trick?
I guess. Listeners, are we acclimated enough? Are we into the show enough now that we can accept a magic trick?
Cliff,
I guess.
As soon as I heard we were doing this show, I've been practicing for a week on this magic trick, and I am just so excited to get to it. I'm sorry.
I've seen you practice. It's okay.
So what I'm going to do, I've got to explain this for the listeners. They can't see what I'm doing.
Obviously.
I've got this pair of handcuffs. Okay. And I'm going to handcuff me to Cliff. And I'm going to escape after I put this blanket over me.
Okay.
So, doesn't that sound exciting?
It does. Hold on. It does sound exciting. Hold on. Yep.
Yep, they're excited.
We're excited.
Here we go, Cliff. I'm going to clip it right here to you, to your hand. All right.
There we go.
And now here to me.
Okay.
All right, now let me just get this blanket.
Okay.
Or magic shroud, if you will. I'm going to go ahead and put that over me.
Okay.
Okay, I've got the blanket over my head.
All right.
And I'm just going to, hold on, let me get this right here. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just going to twirl, and then right after I twirl, we're going to be separated. The handcuffs are going to fall to the ground.
I don't know what you said, but I'm just looking forward to being released. This is a little bit weird.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Run! Oh, can you play the dramatic music?
Oh,
Mr.
hold on.
Mr. Bottom, please.
Alright.
Oh, there's the dramatic music. Here we go. One, two, three.
And when is it gonna happen?
Okay, one more time. Here we go. One, two, three.
Why are we still handcuffed together?
Charles, come in here.
Oh, hey guys, what's happening? How's it hanging, guys?
Charles, hello. Where... These are, I don't think these are my handcuffs.
What do you mean these are not your handcuffs?
Charles, mine had a magic company inscription on the back of it. You were playing with some handcuffs earlier. Did you have my handcuffs?
Well, I did see a pair of handcuffs. I saw a pair of handcuffs hanging around, and I did take them. I went down to the truck stop, and I met a...
What?
And I know she was coming through with a big load of kidney beans. I may have taken those handcuffs on my date with the lady.
Oh, well, whose handcuffs are these?
I don't know.
Charles, get out of here.
What are you, Kendall, what are you talking about? Whose handcuffs are these?
These aren't my magic handcuffs.
What the hell? Whose are those? Are those some that must have fallen out of Sheriff Frogblast's pocket last time he was here with the...
Well, Cliff, I'm trying to get to deception. I thought I would just do this quick magic trick. But now we're stuck together, and it's going to be so hard to get through the show.
Mr. Sunbine, we've got to stop. We've just got to stop the show.
Oh, shit. Cliff.
Kendall, quick. Quit, God. See, we can't do the whole thing like this. Oh my God. He's. Okay.
Show must go on.
Really?
Well?
Really?
Cliff, I don't know what to do. I guess we're going to have to keep going. Ms. Snobbottom says we can't stop.
We really
can't stop.
And we won't stop.
Cliff, you are going to have to sit still. I can't do this show.
You are jerking me.
Well, Cliff, I've got to get to my notes.
What the hell is this stupid show even about?
Deception. Cliff.
What?
Deception is a major relational transgression that often leads to feelings of betrayal or distrust between relational partners.
I do feel betrayed and distressed at the moment.
I did this to illustrate a point, Cliff.
The point that Charles is
an idiot.
Not reputable contractor, and you're a terrible magician.
Oh my God, do you think he's trying to get me back for those brownies?
I don't know.
Cliff, don't put your donut holes over there. Put them over here where you can reach them closer so you don't have to drag me along with you to get one every time.
I put them over there because my thinking was the further they are away, the more exercise I get. Each time I'm like, do I need 4 more donut holes?
I think you're trying to betray me by putting them over where I can't reach them.
It's none of your business, Kendall. Let me get my notes.
Oh, Cliff, damn it. That hurts. It's digging into my skin.
I know, because our wrists are so fat for these goddamn handcuffs. Kendall, do you know that according to the facts that our writers faxed to me, that studies show that the average person lies several times a day?
Oh, not me, Cliff.
Oh, yeah, yes, you. Yes,
that was a lie.
I know, you big fat liar.
I know, I was going to say, Cliff, that 60% of adults can't have a 10-minute conversation without lying once. But, you know, this is crazy because...
Yeah.
At first I thought that this was like just terrible, that humans were awful.
No,
but
it's average.
Well, not just because it's average, because everybody does it. I was reading this thing and it said that, you know, some people think it's an evolutionary thing where, like, people, you know, you learn to be more deceptive while being able to detect others being deceptive. It's like an evolutionary trait to make us better and better. That's why we all keep lying.
I'm sure that evolution, we're all just evolving into lying sacks of shit.
Well, that's the end game.
Kendall, some of the lies are biggies, like, I've been faithful to you, dear, of course. And others are on par, are just, you know, oh, you look great in that.
Or, I didn't eat that much.
Oh, quit!
Oh, shit. We lie to ourselves a lot.
I never lie to myself.
Case in point.
Here's the lie. Do you, listeners, let's talk to the listeners for just a fucking second on this episode, okay?
Okay.
You out there listening who pressed play, who turned on KBSH for someone God only knows reason on 4 a.m. on Sunday morning. I forgot what I was going to say. Never mind.
You wanted to talk to the listeners, Cliff.
I did. Oh, do you lie to yourself? Do you tell yourself like I do? Tomorrow, I'm going to eat so well. I'm going to do so well tomorrow. And when I tell myself that, I believe it every time. I fall for it every goddamn night.
Yeah, you think I would have learned by now.
You think I would have
won. I'll eat better tomorrow.
I'm gonna do better tomorrow.
Oh, God. Lift.
Kendo.
God. Can we get a hacksaw, Charles?
Where did
I feel
Charles,
like I'm in Roger Rabbit.
Where did Charles even go? Did he go back to the truck stop?
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
If 18-wheelers are rocking.
I hope these aren't Charles handcuffs. Oh,
I don't want to know. I was thinking that this weird glob of stuff over here was probably
move
jammed.
On. I want to go ahead and lie to myself right now about that.
I was thinking it was cinnamon frosting, but that was when I thought they were yours.
Oh, shit. You know, that scared me. We also lie about how much we can get away with.
Oh, how much can we get away with?
Yeah, have you ever done something you're like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this, but oh, let's just see how far I can take this.
Oh, always. Don't we all have that like teenage tendency to be like, yeah, I can get away with this.
I can get away with this.
Nobody's ever going to know that I did this.
And then you get caught in the middle of the night. No.
Kendall.
Cliff, you're rocking the whole table.
You're rocking, pulling me over. All right, let me get close to the thing.
I just, maybe if we spin around this way,
right.
We can like...
Oh, shit!
Oh, God.
I'm bleeding over here.
Oh, my God. Cliff, just stay there. Forget it. Anyway,
what?
Cliff.
Kendall, do you have a minute?
I got just 1 minute.
Can you give a minute to just sit there and not move for just a minute?
Okay, I'll be quiet for 1 minute. It's time for Cliff's Media Minute!
Alright, let's forget... Look, I am about to bleed.
Oh my God.
Let's forget we have these goddamn headphones handcuffed on for just a second.
This got you all riled up.
I am riled up. I need medical assistance in here. Kendall, it's just a minute for some media... I'm forgetting the physical pain that I'm in now, okay?
And okay.
Kendall, now I finally know how you felt when Jay Leno left The Tonight Show. Because who is leaving now but David Letterman?
But hopefully you only have to go through it once.
Hopefully.
Instead of twice like me.
That is true. I think Letterman will stay... out of the show, probably. I just am so sad thinking about
it. Are you really sad?
I really, really am. And I really, when he leaves, I really will be really sad.
Well, not only because it's Dave Letterman, but also it's because like these were all the people that we grew up with, and this is like the last one.
Well, you know. I never ever thought of a time where you couldn't go to sleep watching David Letterman.
Yeah.
You know, I never thought of a time. Some of the hosts being rumored, no, not us. No one has mentioned us.
Well, maybe they just don't know yet. We should send in an application.
Maybe we can. Somebody fax. Austin, fax them. Fax the appropriate people. Some of the names being thrown about. Ellen, who's a very popular host. Neil Patrick Harris, who would sing the whole show. He would sing the interviews.
I vote for Neil Patrick Harris.
He would be a great singing
interviewer. He'll do magic.
Expecto Patronum.
Better than this?
Better than this. Kendall, I told you not to move.
Sorry, I'm...
Just a minute. Okay. Or the top choice, though, is Comedy Central's own Stephen Colbert.
I've heard that. I couldn't imagine him doing just a late night show because I've gotten so used to his character.
Yeah, I think he could. I think he could probably pull it off. Speaking of people pulling things off, let's hope something gets pulled off in this new movie I'm going to tell you about. It's for fans of legal thrillers and also a certain disco stick. Hey, get ready to file a motion to stay in the movie theater for John Grisham's The Associate. It's set to star who but Zac Efron as what but a lawyer who gets into some legal trouble.
Hoping that's a legal brief, Cliff.
I'm hoping he takes off those legal briefs. Objection! I object to the pants.
Sustained.
It's going to be great. It's going to be a great movie. It's not to be confused with another movie. Kendall, have you ever seen the other movie called The Associate with Whoopi Goldberg?
I haven't read the book Associates or seen either of these movies.
Well, the movie...
Well, the new one that hasn't come out, obviously.
There's the movie The Associate with Whoopi Goldberg and Diane Wiest and Bebe Neuwirth, and it's where Whoopi, she's working as like a stock trader. It's from the 90s, and it is honestly so good. It is such a fun movie. I really want to take this time to tell everybody out there...
Go watch it.
I don't know if it's streaming on anything. I don't know how available it is. It's a movie from the 90s. It is fantastic. fantastic. If you love Whoopi, if you love Diane Wiest, it's going to be great. You got to go rent that bitch.
Well, I hate to sound old, Cliff, but in the old days, we would just go to Blockbuster and rent that. Now, if it's not streaming, I don't know where to get it.
That's why I'm saying I don't know where you're going
to
find it.
You buy it on Amazon. That's what you have to do.
I have it on DVD. If in all likelihood you're listening to this, maybe you know me. You can just come over and watch it, okay?
or call us at 818-308-4FAT. Cliff will make a special trip to your house.
Just call us. I will. I will come around to every house, and we will watch The Associate. It is such a fun movie. It is such a fun movie, Kendall. It is more fun than I'm having right now with your sweaty arm. I've never known an arm to be so sweaty until I've been right up next to your sweaty arm.
Well, Cliff, I can't help how much I sweat.
I guess. Lord, help us all.
Is that all the media you got?
That's all the media I got!
If somebody would tell me, I'd move on, Cliff.
That's all I've got. Kendall, I'm afraid to tell you, I really have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, God. Well, I'm feeling really fat.
Oh, shit.
So I should take a break. Let's take a break, and we're going to have to figure out how to do this. And we'll be right back.
All right.
After this.
Don't go anywhere. Cliff and Kendall are just getting started.
A crime has been committed. These detectives have been assigned to the case. Their job? Round up the suspects. And that's what you try to do when you play Mattel's new lie detector game. The exciting new game of scientific crime detection. It could be any one of 24 suspects. Question each one. Is he telling the truth? The lie detector says no. Now check the racketeer.
I think it was a guy with a big jaw.
Now you have one clue. Next, try the schoolteacher.
I saw him. I'm sure he had a mustache.
True again. Now you know the criminal had a big jaw and a mustache. By eliminating the other suspects, you're ready to make an arrest. And there he is, the playboy. With skill and the lie detector, you become chief of detectives. Mattel's lie detector game is real fun. Get it wherever toys are sold. Remember, you can tell it's Mattel. It's swell.
Here they are again. Two fat people who need help. Cliff and Kendall.
All right, Cliff, we're back. That was an interesting bathroom trip.
That was. I never want to speak of it again.
So let's not.
Let's not.
Mr. Snodbottom.
There was a lot of fat flying around. Let's just say that.
Mr. Snodbottom is not helping the situation at all.
He is not. He did get me a Band-Aid, but that is all. We still haven't found the key.
We still haven't found the damn key, Cliff. Mr. Snodbottom gave me this bucket.
Oh, my God.
With stuff in it and said, oh, it's probably in here.
Oh, my God. I've been trying to text.
Oh, Cliff, stop
Charles.
Moving.
Kendall, I'm trying to look in the damn bucket. No. What is this? No.
Oh, is that food?
Not anymore.
Oh,
God.
I have no idea how long that was in there.
Kendall, I need a break. I need another break.
We just came back, but we need more break.
I need another break.
We have not talked about deception at all, Cliff.
Oh, Kendall, speaking of deception, mm-hmm. there are lies that we tell ourselves. And, some forms of deception aren't exactly lies. Like comb-overs or nodding when you're not really listening. That's a signal to people nodding like, I am here with you. This is a conversation. It doesn't necessarily mean, yes, I hear what you say.
Well, Cliff, as you know, we disagree on that because I think that you should be listening, not just nodding when I'm telling long stories.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's nodding.
Uh-huh. And Kendall, speaking of comb-overs, the thing about my hair is it's not a comb-over, everybody. Here's my opinion of a comb-over.
Give us the definition.
I do have hair on the top, and I comb it. But, I mean, I feel like if the hair's there, it's up to me which way it combs, right? It's my hair. What's left? Right?
Oh, right. I'm nodding, but
Thank you.
Cliff, can you not be so talkative with your arms when you're talking? Because this is digging into my ribs. Oh, stop. Ugh. I think we should move on.
Oh, look, there's a giant bug right there.
Oh, he's dead. He's been there for 3 weeks. You're just now noticing him?
Why didn't you get Charles to get that bug off?
I've told him, and every time he comes in here, I don't know, it smells more and more like urine, so I'd just rather him not come in at all.
Exactly, Kendall, and that's just what is so stupid.
That is stupid, and so is this. It's Kendall's.
What?
I can't get to it because my hand's in the way. Stupid question! Oh, Cliff, do I have some stupid questions for you? Hold on, I'm going to have to get them. You're going to have to give me a little bit of a little slack here.
Kendall!
Got him. All right, Cliff, what is the one item that you own that you really should throw away, but probably never will?
That I really should throw away.
Yeah, everybody's got one.
I have a lot of stuff.
Well, we have more things than most people. But what?
I can't even possibly begin. Everything I have is something that I should throw away.
Okay, once again, he has dodged the stupid question. He's like, well, everything I have is that way.
That's another question I'm just not going to answer. It's just every week, there's tips. I'm like, no, don't take those tips.
And pretty soon, he'll just refuse to come to the show. And
I'm just not going to do it.
It'll be me and Mr. Snodbottom doing the show.
It will.
Oh, see, that's for that.
Don't reach around and scratch your ass while I'm attached to you.
Well, I can't help it. If there's an itch, I'm going to have to scratch it. Cliff, if the daytime high temperature had to be exactly the same every day of the year, what would you want the temperature to be?
40.
Ugh, 40. Well.
There we go.
Objection, Your Honor.
Overruled.
Cliff, if...
Yeah.
Oh, we got it looping there.
Whoa.
Cliff, of all the great success stories that you have ever heard or read about, which one do you find the most inspiring?
The most inspiring success story? I would say Helen Keller.
All right.
Short, wonderful answer.
She was successful.
She was very successful. And she had even more limitations than I do.
Well, she does.
She did not have. She was not handcuffed to a giant fat person.
Well, and she wasn't so fat.
She was not.
Cliff, and finally, because I'm so ready to go hacksaw these handcuffs off.
I'm gonna hacksaw something off.
If you could hear a speech from the leading figure in any field, whom would you choose to hear it from?
The leading figure in weight loss.
Well, Richard Simmons has talked to you before, and it didn't work.
I've talked to Richard Simmons several times personally. I really have, and it really has not worked.
We need to get him on the show.
We need him. We need it to for it to work. He has to be the third permanent co-host of the show.
Cliff, Kendall, and Richard, coast to coast.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for Stupid Question.
All right.
But we could play our handcuffs like a tambourine, Cliff.
We can, you know, I'm sure.
Ow. Maybe not.
I'm sure the listeners love that.
Cliff, you are going to have to stop moving so much.
You are the one that's moving. You're the one that's shifted over there, pulling down your shirt and all that shit.
Well, that's just normal fat person, like, idle.
Speaking of American Idol, I hate it. And I'm ready for it to be canceled.
That's
and
why
I'm
I don't
ready.
Watch it.
I wish Charles has not answered one of my texts.
Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, is she out there?
Is she out there? Hey, do you guys have the key?
No, they don't.
No.
Well.
They're gesturing no.
Dear. Hello.
Boys, I'm alarmed. I'm alarmed at the turn of events today's episode is taken.
You think you're alarmed?
Dear, I was looking through my doily collection. Yeah. And I found a small key, and I was wondering if it might fit your handcuffs, dear.
Oh, dear.
Let's try
it. Saints be praised, dear.
Oh, I don't... let's see. I don't...
Let's see. Please, God, let it.
Oh, my God, it does. Look at my wrist, Cliff. It's, like, red.
Oh, my... It looked like a canned ham. That means these were your handcuffs?
Well, dear, you know...
Bose, it's a private personal question, Bose.
Yeah, we're all adults here. It's a very appropriate thing to do.
I believe it was from a costume. She went as a policewoman, won All Hallows Eve.
Of course, dear, that's what it was. You know me, it's my favorite costume I've ever worn.
Yeah, I don't remember a policewoman.
I don't either, but...
photographic evidence.
Dear, it's not polite to question an old lady.
All right. Well, I thank you so much.
You have no idea. You have saved our lives once again.
Dear God.
Well, dear, here's to a great rest of the show, dear. Toodaloo.
Thanks.
Oh, well, what show is left?
Let's get out of this.
Oh, I'm just glad that we are not handcuffed together anymore.
I really want to leave. I want to flee the studio to make sure it doesn't happen again.
And that's sad, Cliff.
Yeah.
If our listeners want to listen to more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, or give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT.
Of course, they should do that. Kendall, it is unfortunate, considering that enthusiasm moves the world, that so few enthusiasts can be trusted to speak the truth. And that was said by Eric Balfour. Aren't you glad I didn't do that when I was handcuffed?
I am so glad, even though that still reverberated in my eardrums. Cliff, there's nothing more deceptive than an obvious fact.
Oh.
And that was Arthur Conan Doyle. Or an obvious fat.
An obvious fat. That's what we are. Kendall, a truth that's told with bad intent beats all the lies you can invent. And that was said by who but William Blake?
Ooh, good one. Cliff, oh, what a tangled
Correct.
Web.
Correct.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. And that was Walter Scott.
Ooh, Walter Scott.
Deception.
Tangled web. Webs, J-Rod.
Webs.
Webs, J-Rod. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you here next week.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.